today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which wants to look at seizing the opportunities of Ramadan.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Sunday, is the 8th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. This is chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 12-16.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والحبذ العصف والريحان
And grain having husks and scented plants.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ
He created man from clay like that of pottery.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ
And he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Blessings are most precious. Blessings encompassing all your lives, each of which serves as a telling token of divine omnipotence, graciousness, and love. How many one deny them? The rhetorical question is employed herein to bid it recede to make affirmation as to divine blessings bestowed upon jinn and men. Thus, according to the tradition narrated in the exegesis of the chapter, bids us to reply by saying, we do not deny any of your blessings.
أهلا بك يا رمضان خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
As I told you, we'll look at seizing the opportunities of Ramadan. Ramadan is the chance of a lifetime for a believing servant of Allah the Almighty. There are hundreds of opportunities, of course, in this month that can be utilized in an optimum manner so as to have the best results, such that a believer will be pleased to see in his record of deeds. The month of Ramadan is a time in which we hold our bodily compulsions and instincts under strict control, together with our thoughts and our mental estates, our moods and desires. We submit ourselves and our nafs, our spirit, inner self, our desires, and our accustomed patterns of life to a higher template, one that fosters a regimen of self-restraint within the body and mind and correspondingly seeks an intensification of the spirit. The body is ordered to fast from what it needs, from what it normally allows to it, from what it desires, from what it craves, from what it may seek on a whim, and from what it habitually seeks.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the month of Ramadan as the month of opportunities. In the month of Ramadan as the month of opportunities, and I mean religious and divine opportunities, we find that this is the month full of divine grace, and various types of the divine grace are available throughout the month of Ramadan. This is because in this month, people are going to be away from the evil effects of committing sins and benefit from observing religious piety and practical piety and practical repentance. The whole trend in the month of Ramadan is in such a way that those people who consider the month of Ramadan in terms of practical piety, for example, enduring thirst and hunger throughout the whole month, I mean in daytime, when eating and fasting is especially prohibited, and at the same time, those people who make the most of this opportunity in reciting the Holy Quran throughout the month of Ramadan, we find that in this regard and from this perspective, it comes the truth of the statement made by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that in the month of Ramadan, the gates of the hellfire are closed and the gates of the divine paradise are wide open, are open wide. And in this month, I mean in the month of Ramadan, Satans are in chain. And in the month of Ramadan, there's a divine angel in the month of Ramadan who calls everybody, who heralds everybody, that all you who seek a divine piety and divine grace, be careful that this month of Ramadan will finish at a certain time, so make the most of this opportunity. In this connection, it must be indicated that the point that Satans are in chains in the month of Ramadan means that, I mean, the divine graces in this month are abundant such that Satans wouldn't have any opportunity to deceive as many people as they used to deceive in other months of the year. All in all, this goes back to any individual's personal readiness and personal alacrity in terms of observing the rites and rituals connected with the month Ramadan. We hope to be able to consider to observe the month Ramadan as fully as possible. Thank you.
Ramadan, Ramadan, ya Ramadan. يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
This part is under the title of Reaping the Opportunities in Ramadan. Striving for righteousness and sincerity and staying away from showing off. Ihsan means to worship Allah as if one sees Him. For if one does not see Him, Allah sees all. So when one is fasting, one should gain this quality of watching him or herself as also staying away from riya. That means showing off. That is why Allah said in a Qudsi hadith, fasting is for me and I will reward it. Allah singles out fasting from all other types of worship, saying, fasting is for me. Because no one knows whether you are fasting or not except Allah. For example, when one is praying or giving charity or making tawaf, one can be seen by the people, so one might do the action seeking the praise of the people. Ramadan, a time to reflect and an opportunity for change. You are listening to today's special. The month of Ramadan provides the perfect opportunity for us to inwardly reflect on our lives and make sincere resolutions to change for the better throughout the preceding month. As the hadith states, the Messenger of Allah used to strive more in worshipping during Ramadan than he strove in any other time of the year. And he would devote himself more in the worship of Allah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan than he did in earlier part of the month. Dear listeners of today's special, Allah says in his book, the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was revealed. You can find it in chapter 2. Verse 185. In this month of Ramadan, we must make it one of our goals to connect, to reconnect with the Book of Allah and look to apply the advice it gives into our daily lives. We will see through regular listening and recitation of the Quran the significantly positive effect it has on our emotions, intellect, health, and general well-being.
How do I reach the state of taqwa? The state of taqwa can only be reached through being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Placing Allah in your mind. Allah does not only look at your actions and your prayer and your movements up and down. No. Allah wants to see where you've placed Allah in your mind. Taqwa, what does taqwa mean? Taqwa means anything that you do, you see Allah before it. You want to do something good? You say, I will do that for Allah. You want to fall in something haram, you're going to fall in something haram. You say, no, Allah is watching me. Therefore, I'm not going to do the haram. This is what taqwa is. And taqwa is in the state of the mind. It's all in the state of the mind. So therefore, the first thing that we can do to take advantage of the month of Ramadan is to fix our state of mind. It's to place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our head. And once we do that, we will be able to comprehend the value of the month of Ramadan and the value of our ibadah. You know, some people, they come and they ask, why does God want me to go hungry? What does God get from me getting hungry? Or for example, when I go to Hajj, I have to go and walk between Safa and Marwa, between two mountains. I have to go and take stones and throw them. I have to do so many things. What does God want from me? All of this is to understand that we are the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to understand, to comprehend, to place it in our heads that we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we done that?
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
والغفران ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.